Welcome back. It's Chris, and you're listening to The Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful through expert and millionaire interviews and tips and advice that I share with you along the entrepreneurial road to success. And today, I just want to make a short, quick clip because I think this is going to be super impactful for your business, I hope, as it has been for mine. And one of the books, I already did a review on the podcast. It's called The Compound Effect. It's by Darren Hardy. If you don't know who he is the publisher of Success Magazine, and he is absolutely amazing. But the one concept that I really want to talk about in this book that has helped me through crazy times throughout being an entrepreneur, as well as just life, mastering the road of our crazy life, is the attitude of gratitude. And I know that you've probably heard this before through other experts and other personal development coaches and speakers, but I really think it's so profound. It's so simple, but it's so profound, the attitude of gratitude. And what it means is being grateful for what you already have in your life and the relationships you have, your business associations, your business clients, the physical, the actual material things that you have in your life, whether it's as much as you want or it's more than enough, be grateful for what you have in your life. And this is what Darren talks about in The Compound Effect, which I just think is so, it's so key to helping us shift our mindset when we're in a negative place or we're in a place where we feel we deserve more than where we're at, or we haven't achieved our goals, or whatever the case may be, whatever your mindset is. He really talks about this, and he says, have a mindset of Thanksgiving year round. So he says, it's easy to point fingers at others, isn't it? I'm not getting ahead because of my lame boss. I would have gotten that promotion if it hadn't been for that backstabbing coworker. I'm always in a bad mood because my kids are driving me crazy. And Darren goes on to say, and we're particularly gifted in the finger-pointing department when it comes to our romantic relationships, you know, where the other person is the one who needs to change. And what he's talking about here, and what he goes on to explain, is that if you have the mentality of Thanksgiving year-round, is to create a journal, and anything that's bothering you, frustrating you, maybe your boss, maybe your work environment, write down all of the things that are absolutely positive and things that you admire and like in that person. And what he shares here is he did this with his wife, where they were fighting and where he started to start a journal of everything that he cared about and enjoyed and embraced in his wife, and his perspective completely shifted. And it's kind of crazy because if you think about it, if you don't like your boss, don't you think your actions are showing through, and that's where part of that struggle is coming from? Or if you're not enjoying a certain process in your business and you're not grateful for maybe the clients you're bringing into your business, maybe it's not enough. You have to serve the few to serve the many, and you want to think about how you're embracing what's going on in your life right now and be thankful, where the attitude of gratitude is what will bring you even more success in your business. So I challenge you to look at it from a different perspective, because I know this can be very challenging, especially when we're in the heated moment and we're frustrated and we're mad and there's all these emotions going on. But if we look back and we look at this journal of things that we're very appreciative of, whether it's with our spouse or our business relationships or whatever the case may be, where you're struggling or you're having conflict, by creating this journal, your perspective chart starts to change. And again, remember, what we think about is essentially what we bring about in our lives. If we're negative about a certain subject and we're always thinking about the negativity, what shows up? More negativity. Same thing, if you start being thankful for everything you have in your life and thankful for your business relationships and your clients and your family and the things you have in your life, the more positive you are, the more positive things can show up in your life, in your business, in your relationships, wherever it is that you want more success, or you want better relationships, better health, more money, more opportunity, more whatever your interests are and what you're looking for, wherever you're struggling in, go back to think about the attitude of gratitude and start with being thankful from everything that you have in your life, from even the smallest little things. I mean, even if it's just someone that's, you know, always there to support you and help you, or it's just the items that you have in your life that are aiding you in your business. I mean, whatever it is that you want to look at, just have that gracious attitude to make sure that the universe knows that you're thankful for what it's sending you, and making sure that it stays present in your life. So if you want to learn more about The Compound Effect, head over to thecompoundeffect.com. And you can learn more about Darren Hardy. And I think this is just a stellar book. It's just truly helped me with a lot of different things in my business. But really, the attitude of gratitude is one of the foundation principles that I think will just truly change your life and your attitude and just make it more enjoyable through everything that you're doing. So if you'd like to learn and you want to tap into an untapped marketing strategy, literally, that most people don't know about, even though top experts are using this medium, head over to chrisgilbertson.com and download my free guide to share with you more about how to get into this untapped marketing niche to help you explode your business globally. Hope you have an awesome day and stay tuned. We've got some more stellar interviews coming up, and you go out and make it a great day.